It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, visiting this afternoon with Martha Fredendahl, the Executive Director of Literacy Outreach. Gina Waller is the lead instructor for CMC Learning Labs. Together, these two organizations get together once a year for the last 24 or so for something called Spellebration. Now, Steve Shute, since 2001, has been what's called the Speller Helper at Spellebration. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Martha, you were not the big cheese from the beginning, but you've been involved in every year of the last 24 for Spellebration.
Yes, I have at some level.
That's a lot of spelling. And you've had I bet you've had a team every year, huh?
Oh, no.
No, really?
No, actually, that's the one job I've never done.
Really?
I thought you had. No, I've never spelled.
So you just dress up in these costumes every year just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Kind of like Steve.
Yes.
You'll understand later when we explain how all this works. This year's Spellebration is on Friday, April 7th, by the way, at the Hotel Colorado. But the team deadline is before that. It's Friday, March 31st.
That's correct.
So anybody that would like to put together a team, it's three spellers, right?
Yes.
$200?
Yes.
And you can also buy your way to the semifinal round if you choose. And those passes start at $25, and they double each time.
That's correct.
So $25 to buy your way through the first round, $50 the second round, $100, $200, and so on and so forth. Do you have any records of the most money paid for a word pass ever? Or do either you or Steve remember?
Well, we give an award every year for the team that brings in the most money.
That spells the least?
No, oh, that brings in the most money. And I think teams have brought in over $1,000 at times in word passes. So there have been teams that have used word passes or Steve services all the way till the semifinal rounds. So you can buy your way to bragging rights.
So that'd
they eventually have to spell a word.
Right, right. The last two rounds, you're on your own.
Yeah.
You have to spell the last two rounds. Gina, how many years have you been involved in Spellebration and CMC Learning Labs?
I've been involved for about 12 or 13 years, and I've done all sorts of things. I've spelled and worn the costumes and worked. Right now I'm working on the silent auction.
Okay, so you're kind of stepping away. Now, can you still wear a costume if you're working on the silent auction?
Oh, you must. You must.
It's required.
It'll be
all
exciting.
Committee members wear
This is really just an excuse to play dress up, isn't it? Come on, let's be honest.
That's most of it.
Let's be honest here. It's actually kind of cool that you're here, Gina, because CMC Learning Labs and Literacy Outreach have always shared in the benefits of Spellebration, but we haven't always heard from CMC Learning Labs, so it's kind of cool to actually have someone here to represent, as the case may be, because it's always been a collaboration, to my knowledge.
Yes,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. We've been partnering with Literacy Outreach for a long time, and they have been good partners to work with.
If you would like to sign up again, it's a team of three. $200 is what you need just to enter. And again, if you would like to buy those word passes, they come in increments of $25 if you buy them in advance, or they come in increments of $35 if you buy them at the actual Spellebration. So if you're not sure about your spelling abilities, not a bad idea to purchase some of those in advance. And, again, it all goes to charity.
Absolutely. And if you're going to put a team together, one of the things I recommend is that if you have three people, that you have one person who likes to speak in public, one person who actually can spell, and one person to strategize when to use those passes.
That's important. I like
that. Mm-hmm. Run that by me again. So one person that likes to speak in public, yeah, which is important.
It is important,
because
actually.
There are a lot of people there. There are a lot of spectators as well. It's a spectator event as well as a participatory event. One person who can spell and then one person to strategize. So it's the three S's.
Oh, okay.
Martha's three S's of Spellibration.
Yes.
No extra charge for the advice, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I don't know about the three of you, but the idea of an adult spelling bee is so interesting to me, because in the internet age, I'm such a poor speller. Perhaps I was never that great. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask one of my teachers the next time I see him. But it seems like I don't spell words correctly now that I know I should have known how to spell when I was in high school. And it's because, you know, in a word processor, if you spell it wrong, it's just underlined in red. There you go. Right click on it and it fixes it for you. Or you Google the word, and if you're anywhere close to how it's supposed to be spelled, including names, it'll fix it for you. Do all three of you find that that's the case as well? Or I know some people, you know, intentionally turn all those things off just because they, you know, want to keep the brain working and they're that good. But I am not.
I haven't decided if it's that or it's the same reason I can't read that piece of paper in front of me anymore. Age.
Okay. Fair enough. Again, Spellibration 2017 happens this year. Oh, by the way, how could I forget? The theme is the greatest spelling show on earth. So if you're listening to this and it's your reminder that you need to sign up for Spellibration 2017, that's what the theme should, you know, kind of a circus theme, if you will. Martha, when she came in this morning, brought me a container of circus peanuts. Did you go all the way to the circus to get that?
I did.
Speaking of which, Barnum and Bailey retiring all of their elephants and all of their shows. I can tell you, I have fond memories of going to the Denver Coliseum as a kid and the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. And, you know, they have at least three rings and the trapeze and all of that. But lots of fond memories from the circus.
And there the elephants are a
infer
highlight.
From that what you will.
One year they came to Glenwood Springs and had the elephants set up the tents out at the airport. And
I remember that.
And that was they came 25 years or so ago.
On a regular basis. Well, I don't know if it was Barnum and Bailey, but I know that there was a traveling circus that came.
Yep.
That was Barnum and Bailey. I did not remember that.
I think it may have been.
Okay. I know that they had several traveling circuses that would come to this area, either Glenwood or Rifle or both, and you know, alternate from year to year. And I know there was some concern about, well, that particular piece of land where they always were has now been sold and is being developed. So where are we going to have it? But I saw a few of those shows with my kids as well. I remember looking not much further than we are from each other here in the studio at those elephants when they, you know, did the thing where they put the what do you call them, feet on the backs of the elephant in front of them, and thinking, okay, if this goes south, how am I getting out of here? Hopefully you don't have to worry about that sort of thing at Spellibration, though.
It'll be a little bit different.
It's a little safer.
Steve is the most dangerous part of Spellibration,
right.
So I think we'll all be okay.
Watch out. Stand back.
Again, Spellibration happens this year on Friday, April 7th at the Hotel Colorado. Doors open at 5. Spelling begins at 6. Again, it is a spectator event as well as a participatory event. So if you'd like to just show up, spectating is absolutely free, as well as the laughs. If you would like to sign up a team, it's $200. Again, it's each team has three members, one who's good at public speaking, one who's good at spelling, and one who's good at strategizing. Or that would be a perfect scenario. It doesn't have to be three different people. You could have one person that's good at all those three things and then just two other members. Again, $200. The deadline is Friday, March 31st. Sign up at literacyoutreach.org, or you can call 945-5282. How many teams do you have space for?
We cap at 30 teams.
All right, so a maximum of 30 teams. You're pretty close to that. I want to hear some of the teams that you already have signed up and some of their slogans, if you will, or what they're calling themselves.
They have some inventive team names. So we have the Sideshow Spellers, the Three Saginaw Bags.
What is it?
three sagging old bags. They'll be Siamese triplets. The town of Newcastle will be sending the magic castle, the disappearing wordsmiths.
You notice how some of these have something to do with either the people that are involved or the organization that they represent.
Yes. You know,
the Magic Castle, of course, from Newcastle.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
Again, if you would like to sign up for Spellebration 2017, the website is literacyoutreach.org. The phone number is 945-5282. There's also a silent auction portion of this event every year, and that's kind of what Gina's involvement is. We'll talk to her about that. And talk to Martha about literacy outreach and why it's so important to support. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting about Spellebration 2017, the Adult Spelling Bee for literacy in our area. It's a joint fundraiser from Literacy Outreach and CMC Learning Labs. Martha, let's start with Literacy Outreach. Although this conversation might be a little intertwined because CMC Learning Labs and Literacy Outreach are very closely related.
They are very, very closely related. However, I think one of the distinctions for the Learning Lab is they do GED preparation and high school help a lot of adults get their high school diplomas, whereas we work with what we would call pre-GED. So if they're at a level that they can earn their GED, we highly encourage them to go to the Learning Lab where they can work on some higher skill sets, including writing. Well, Gina can tell you about it, but essays, et cetera.
Gotcha.
And higher math skills. So we work at about a fourth grade level or below with most of our students.
Wow. And again, you're talking about adults that are at a fourth grade level.
Yeah.
Of all levels of literacy, Martha?
Yeah, we work with reading, writing, basic math, computational skills, which might include fractions, but addition, subtraction, division, multiplication, and English as a second language.
Okay. How many students do you deal with on an annual basis?
Anywhere between 120 to 135 a year.
And again, it's all volunteers that actually work with these students.
Yes, we actually train volunteers to work one-on-one or in a small group setting with our learners.
Out of all of the nonprofits in our area, Literacy Outreach is one of the smaller organizations. I want to say you've got two.
Two. We actually have two people.
Okay, so two full-time people, yourself and a helper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, you spend your time putting together, obviously, fundraisers like Spellebration and training those volunteers.
We train those volunteers, and I actually volunteer myself a couple days a week. So I have a couple small classes myself.
Wow. So in addition to the full-time job as the executive director, you're also out there volunteering.
Yes.
Okay. Again, you're working with folks. So if folks are above a fourth grade level, then you would pass them on to?
They need to be at about a sixth grade, around there, to work in the lab on their own.
Okay.
Well, there are actual standardized test scores that we look at, and they have to score below in one of those. But the thing about it is if they lack in one of those skills, they frequently lack in more than one of those skills. So we might be teaching reading, writing, math, and English as a second language. We had an influx of West Africans for a while,
right,
whose native tongue was Fulani, and they don't have a written language. So we were starting with actually trying to teach them to read and write in English. And we had pretty good success with a lot of our Fulani learners as they learned to read and write. And they learned to read and write well enough to earn their citizenship.
Something that I've taken away from all of our conversations over the years, Martha, is these things that most of us just take for granted. In particular, in that scenario that you're describing there, knowing how to write your name. You know, I go back to the old Westerns, you know, where they say, okay, Cletus, make your mark. And in some cultures, I guess, they don't even have that. Just everything is verbal and communicated that way.
Yes, and there are many adults in the United States that can't write their name. And when you said that, it actually brought together this story. We taught an adult to read and write, and she was from the Deep South. And she became the only person in her, like, you know, kind of immediate family, husband, kids, that could read or write. So she did every single application, but then she took it a step further. She actually taught her younger sister to write her name.
Wow.
If you can imagine.
That's extraordinary. And again, it's so foreign to me. Forgive the pun, I suppose, depending on, you know, based on the conversation here. But it is just such a foreign idea that, you know, folks would not be able to read or write. And they get by. They learn how to fool people. Am I right?
Oh, they're amazing at that. They are just amazing at fooling people. And so clever and fantastic problem solvers.
Right?
They're working twice as hard as you and I just to survive day to day.
And it's also, you know, I think about when I go to build something and I look at the instructions when I get stuck, they don't have that choice. They don't even get that option. You know, the instructions are there, and yeah, they've got some pictures, but otherwise they've just got to figure it out on their own.
Yes.
Until literacy outreach.
Yes. So we had a student this year actually learn to divide for the first time.
Oh, wow.
So learn to multiply and do long division. Mm-hmm. And watching her face as she learned this and as she gained confidence, she's like, I didn't think I could ever do math. So you've probably had two or three learners, but can you imagine raising your family, not knowing how to multiply or divide? How did you, that, you know, just cooking for them and doing the recipes?
It's also interesting how different people approach different things. For me, all of that that you're describing is no big deal. Ask me to diagram a sentence.
Can you do it?
No.
Oh, that was my favorite thing to do in sixth grade.
Really?
Oh, she's in the right business.
Apparently so. Gina, it's in this day and age, you know, we're talking about just basic literacy skills, which literacy outreach helps people develop, starting around the fourth grade level, trying to get them up to around the sixth grade level so that they can move on to CMC Learning Lab so they can prepare for and successfully pass a general equivalency diploma exam. Am I right?
Yeah, they've recently changed that to high school equivalency. So HSE, you might see that now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything changes, doesn't it? Just when you think you've got it figured out. It's in this day and age, it seems so hard to get a job without a college degree, much less a high school diploma.
Right.
So it seems so important.
Some of the studies show, or most, that GED students do better than students without a GED and a long-term money-making a salary. And also, people without a GED are oftentimes more susceptible to layoffs and more hit harder in the recession. So the GED, you actually need – you know, it would be good to have a goal of GED plus some college. I think 2 years of college is a tipping point to really change your salary.
And just education in general, so that you're familiar with what your rights are in the workplace and you're more valuable overall as a whole person.
Right. And I think Martha and I have both seen that people come in that are parents and really want to be able to help their kids in school and communicate with the teachers, and some of that is their motivation for being in our programs.
Again, you can help support CMC Learning Labs and literacy outreach by participating with a team in Spellebration 2017. Again, the deadline is Friday, March 31st. It's just $200 for a team of three, and you can buy word passes if you choose to. So if you don't think you're such a great speller, you can still help raise some money for these two great local organizations. But last two rounds are all on you. So in addition to buying the actual spelling of the word, you can also ask for help from the speller helper. That's Steve. We'll talk to him when we come back. Again, if you'd like to learn more about Spellebration, you can go to literacyoutreach.org. You can call 945-5282. Again, it's Friday, April 7th at the Hotel Colorado. And again, spectators are free and are welcome. If you want to sign up a team, you pay for that. But spectators, absolutely free. And yes, you can dress in costume if you choose to do so as well. Back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Okay. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting about Spellebration 2017. It's a cooperative fundraiser from CMC Learning Labs and Literacy Outreach. So we talked to Martha and Gina from Learning Labs and Literacy Outreach. We've kind of, Steve has gotten off easy a little bit here. Since 2001, that's how long you've been doing this, Steve?
About that long, yeah. Okay.
And describe what the role, aside from dressing in costume, which I know is one of your favorite parts of this event.
That is true.
Describe what the Speller Helper does.
All right. If you ask just anybody off the street if they're a good speller, you can tell from their face because they can't lie about it. I mean, they'll either not react at all, in which case they're a really good speller, or they'll run away screaming. And so if you just pitch this idea of being an adult spelling contest, you know, everybody that you would ask, 90% would have this wad in their stomach, you know, channeling their inner 9-year-old when they were called upon in class and they couldn't do it and it's awful. And I guess my role is to knock down some of that anxiety about it and just make it fun. And so if you don't know your word, especially in the first few rounds and you've got quite a few word passes, if you don't know your word absolutely, you just take a pass and you get the next word. And it could be worse, or it could be one that you absolutely know. Or you could even take two passes and get the third word. But ultimately, you might actually employ my services. I'm a pretty good speller, let's say. I was pretty good in grade school and actually never lost and went to the county spelling contests and the state spelling contest.
A really good speller.
You know, I'm okay.
I was going to say, you're doing better than I am.
I'm better at faking it than most people because I can pretty well guess what the words should be like most of it. And so you employ my services as the helper speller, and I spell the word and I make a pretty good effort, and then it becomes a game of chance. Then you have to decide if I'm right or wrong, and that makes it funny.
Right.
I'm usually right, but sometimes I'm really wrong. And so it becomes a game of chance, and we tell a few jokes, and you get to laugh about it, and you get that wad out of your stomach.
There you go. I'm trying to remember all of the costumes from over the years. Steve used to come. He would actually come dressed in the costume when he came in for the interviews. I know Julia Child was one of the costumes. Didn't you come as Alice? Alice in Wordland.
Alice in Wordland.
That was the theme one year.
I was the king one year. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, let's see. What we had the 60s theme when I was Austin Powers. Yeah, baby.
I remember that.
There's been a lot of really stupid efforts. This year, in keeping with the theme, the greatest spelling show on earth, I am, let's say, the ringleader. And it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. It's going to be fantastic.
And there's some wonderful spellers, really wonderful spellers. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I see where this is going.
It'll be a tremendous game.
Again, if you would like to sign up a team, go to literacyoutreach.org. The deadline is Friday the 31st. You can also call 945-5282 if you want to give Martha a hard time.
Absolutely.
I want to. Did you say that you have the word list? Can you share maybe a couple sample words? Steve's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the? Is that a secret? The master of ceremonies or?
Oh, actually, Skylar Schuler will be the MC, but our pronouncer will be Bob Noon again this year.
Okay, Bob Noon, and Bob has been the pronouncer for a couple years now.
Yeah, for a few years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about the silent auction. Again, Gina, your job this year is putting together the silent auction, which is always a big part, particularly for spectators. Well, and those teams that are eliminated.
Yeah. Some people come to Spellebration and They are spectators, but they come to look at the silent auction as well as all the antics and the spelling team. We have just so much generosity from the local businesses, donating things like rounds of golf. Steve is donating a plane ride. So those are some of the bigger ticket items. A flat in London.
In what?
In a Cessna 182.
Okay.
Fly around up to Aspen and whatever you want to see. Sunlight.
Perfect.
Very Newcastle, nice.
Canyon.
Yeah. And a flat in London, which East is Newcastle. Always really exciting. We also have jewelry. Different art is donated, sometimes photographs or pictures, paintings, and lots of restaurant gift certificates. So it's a lot of good things as well as some good deals as well.
All right. And again, the silent auction is absolutely free for spectators. Again, there's a limit of 30 teams for Spellebration. It's a really fun night. I want to say somewhere around the very first Spellebration, somebody asked the radio station if we would participate. I think maybe one year we actually had a staff member that attended. After that, we realized, okay, stick to radio, stay away from spelling. And after that point, we've actually come away with a trophy a time or two.
You guys are amazing. You send an amazing spelling team out.
We know a lot of smart people, even if we are not so much.
Well, remember what I said, the three S's. So you need a strategist. So that's what you're good at.
Okay.
You're the strategist on the team.
They always told me it was, what's the word I'm looking for? Not designating.
You recruit your weakness, and you've done amazing job at that. So I say you are a fantastic strategist.
All right. Well, I will take the compliment. I will not argue with you on that. Again, it's a fundraiser for CMC Learning Labs and Literacy Outreach. Friday, April 7th is the day of the event. Spectators are welcome not only to observe Spellebration and the antics that always happen there, but also welcome to participate in the silent auction as well. We did not win last year. The KMTS team did not win, I don't think. The year before and the year before that, I believe. I know at one time it was like 3 out of 5.
Did they win best costume last year?
Maybe. I think you're right. I know there was one time where you told me, you know, if you guys win again, we're probably going to have a conversation. And I was like, okay. I'll tell them to spell a little more poorly. More poorly? Poorer?
Yeah, that's not in the DNA of some of these competitors. You know, the competitors show up and they're like all nervous and they think they won't do very well. And then as the rounds progress, wow, then they start getting competitive. Your engineer is one of those where it matters.
He likes the bragging rights.
And the other side of it is they're like the sideshow spellers. You know, they walk, they talk, they crawl on their bellies and spell like a reptile. So,
spell like a reptile? Do alligators spell that well?
I don't know.
I don't know. That would probably be a question for somebody else.
But the antics will be fun.
In a different context. Always.
It is so much fun.
It's amazing.
Spellebration 2017, the greatest spelling show on earth, Friday, April 7th at the Hotel Colorado. Doors open at 5. Spelling begins at 6. I'm sure that hotel will probably have a cash bar or something like that open that night for those that choose to participate in that sort of thing. Again, the team deadline is this Friday, the 31st. Go to literacyoutreach.org or call 945-5282. Any closing thoughts from any of you?
This is the most fun you'll have all year.
It is an entertaining evening with music and songs and lots of good comedy.
Maybe acrobats this year.
Oh. Acrobats. That would be Steve's job, wouldn't it?
It'll be huge.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.